producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and all of you anti-gunners out there, all five of you. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. And by the way, I want to welcome all the good people to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com as well. We appreciate you greatly. Friends, interestingly enough, we've seen what's taking place across the country. The Barack Hussein Obama and his administration are unlawfully calling forth executive order, which is unconstitutional. Constitutional, therefore unlawful, therefore nugatory and void, null and void, friends. But it's interesting that just recently, this is breaking news, the tyrant put on a show to win the sympathies of the ignorance of the American people. For those that don't know the difference, he cries over the alleged school shooting at Sandy Hook, saying first graders, with crocodile tears coming out of his eyes once again. When in fact, what you need to understand, America, is nobody has advocated the murder of the innocent children more than this criminal and his administration, which is aimed at blacks and Hispanics. As a matter of fact, he voted over 242 times to make sure that the innocent babies would never have a chance to come into the world. And yet he's crying on national television talking about the first graders that were allegedly killed at Sandy Hook. What's going on here, friends? Well, friends, I'm doing a little homework here, and I'm just kind of responding to about 400,000 friends, going back and forth with them. And I'm posting stuff just to see how people are responding. And I'm getting a response. I want to tell you I'm really getting a response. As a matter of fact, what I did this morning is I posted a picture of Barack Hussein Obama getting off the people's jet, the presidential jet. And interestingly enough, he has all of these armed guards, these Secret Service around him, and I'm trying to figure out why he's trying to disarm the American people, and of course I'm being facetious, but the question I would have for him and his administration and anybody else that believes that we should not be armed, regardless of what you think, it doesn't really matter, but just putting this the question to those that don't know the difference, guns are so unsafe. Why is it that this criminal-in-chief has armed security guards around himself, protecting himself against the people that he's supposed to serve? And again, he wants you to believe that an overwhelming portion of the American people agree with illegal gun control measures, which in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. As a matter of fact, let me give you a couple case in points here, friends, so you can understand exactly what's going on here. Again, we're being told by this administration that he's bypassing Congress. That's you, the voice of you, America, your representatives that you've delegated authority to represent you with. He's saying that he can bypass Congress because an overwhelming amount of Americans are for stricter gun control. As a matter of fact, he said that because the majority of the American people support his gun control efforts, that in December of 2015, CNN took a poll in which we were told by CNN that 48% of Americans were in favor of stricter gun control. What? Folks, a poll was taken by CNN, Communist Network News themselves. Their polling is so bad, the president, a year and a half ago, resigned. They took a poll. CNN took a poll. And folks, don't doubt them. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. And you, furthermore, folks, you can't fix stupid here. But CNN took a poll in which they were told, and they told the American people, that 48% of all Americans were in favor of stricter gun control. They must have taken that poll in the White House. Really? Folks, more gun control? Folks, who do they think they're kidding? You have to ask yourself, who do they really think that they are kidding? They put on the show. They act like they have the support, which they don't, which, again, is a Saul Alinsky tactic, and we're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes here. They want you to believe that 48% of the people in this country want stricter gun control laws. And by the way, this is all in an effort to stifle ISIS and their efforts concerning their terroristic acts. Wouldn't you arm the people rather than disarm the people? I mean, isn't that what you would want? Wouldn't that be the objective here? No, because that's not what this is about. It's about control, all dictator style. Now, going back to this poll where CNN told the American people that 48% of you want stricter gun control. Do you remember what former CNN news anchor Amber Lyon, an award-winning journalist, told us that was fired by CNN because she began to expose CNN? She said, Amber Lyon, former news anchor for CNN that gave us this false poll, said she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration, and construct stories in a specific manner while working for CNN. She said, Amber Lyon did, former news anchor for CNN, exposing CNN for who they are, she said, CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. The Obama administration pays for CNN's content, said Amber Lyon. But folks, we're told by CNN that 48% of the American people agree with Barack Hussein Obama. No, folks, here, let's go back to what the facts are, because facts are stubborn things, and it's the stumbling block in the way of this criminal administration. If the voice of the American people were to be heard from the housetops, which you're hearing right now, they would know what CNN just told you was completely untrue. Oh, and by the way, once again, on December 2nd, 2015, it was reported that Black Friday gun sales broke all previous records. And this all coming, again, friends, from the FBI. Fortune magazine reminded us Americans that on December 21st, 2012, shortly after the alleged Sandy Hook incident, when the government started upping its rhetoric on restricting gun rights, that the Americans headed out to the stores, and guess what they bought up in droves, friends? Guns. So, folks, what you're being told by this administration is completely untrue. Completely untrue. And interestingly enough, what I'm going to do when we come back on the other side of this break, I'm going to start giving you some feedback, folks. We've got about 1,000 shares and about 500 responses. So what we're going to do is we're going to come back to this, and I'm going to start laying just a couple of them on you so you can hear what you are saying out there, America, because that's what matters the most, not what this state-controlled narrative is there to do, and that is only to stifle your free speech. Be right back on the other side of the break.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. That's our outsource, media outsource folks, giving you the facts, showing you from a constitutional, first and foremost, a biblical foundation to right the wrongs. As we show you the wrong, friends, we want answers and we want resolve because we understand that in this country, folks, in any country, as a matter of fact, justice is the guardian of liberty. So check it out, Sons of Liberty Radio.com and or Sons of Liberty Media.com. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next 45 minutes, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. As promised, I put a picture up on Facebook, and interestingly enough, it's a picture of Barack Hussein Obama getting off, surrounded by all of his armed security guards, who's trying and attempting on a daily basis to strip the American people of the right to bear arms. He does not have the constitutional authority to do that, friends. These executive orders, been talking about that over the last couple days. Go ahead and do a download podcast and check out exactly what we've been talking about, going directly from the Constitution. You cannot stand, a police officer can't go out and violate the law and justify it. That's exactly what this criminal administration is attempting to do, and they want you to believe that whatever they do is law, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. But after posting this picture, I got about 350,000 friends, 400,000 people are actually seeing this all around as to our outlets, and interestingly enough, we got about, on this one page, 48 comments, and 123 shares. And here's some of the responses. Mel Bell said, the Constitution does not give the president any authority to make law. Okay, so I'm actually contrasting this with the fabricated poll coming from CNN. So what is it that the American people are saying? This is what they're saying. The Constitution does not give the president any authority to make law. She's exactly right. She said, they want us to sacrifice our rights and liberties in the name of national security. Well, the president and these other idiots put in office, along with his tranny wife, stomp all over the Constitution and fundamentals that this once great country was founded upon. Okay. One response. Barbara Hogue, she said, blank no, only his fellow progressives and socialists want to destroy our way of life, and they want us to agree with them. This is what America is saying right now. Another lady said, Pat, she said, he doesn't deserve security guards with guns. Why is that? Why does he get security detail anyways, friends? Ask yourself that. Why does he get a fence with spikes added onto it that protect the people's White House? Why is it that he has all these security guards hooked up with RPGs on top of the White House? What's going on? Is this a foreign enemy, friend, that they're worried about, or are they worried about domestic enemies? Because you are the domestic enemy, according to this administration. Going back to these comments, friends, Richard said, we don't trust nor believe anything he says. By the way, friends, I'm not cherry-picking here. I'm just reading as I see it. This is what the American people are saying right now. Erlinda said, soon America will be free again. Folks, I also have people texting me right now on live feed asking me what should be done. Read your founding documents. And until you read your founding documents, don't have any sort of discourse with me whatsoever, please. There's no reason to have any correspondence or interaction until you actually know what the founding documents say. Because the founding documents tell you what the answers are. Going on, Anna said, so sad. And you can see some other people were just interacting back and forth. And this other individual said, Sherry, she said, why so blank many? Why does he need all these people protecting him from we the people? So, folks, again, just going back to what's going on in your country right now, we got to go back and to our forefathers and understand exactly why we were given the rights to bear arms. Thomas Jefferson said the strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is as a last resort to protect themselves against tyranny and government. Of course, as a matter of fact, when we look at our forefathers, what was it that they used to defend themselves and fend off the enemy across the pond? The fact that they had right to bear arms. Common sense does come into play. So, folks, when you're seeing what's going on out there through the state-controlled media once again, and by the way, CNN is the one that's highlighting this, this breaking news as to what's going on. And again, what he's doing is he's crying because he wants to put on... he wants to put the tears on because he wants to work the sympathies of the ignorant in this country. But if we look at the fruit hanging on this administration's tree, once again, it stands in contradiction. Because everything he says he's crying about right now is the very things that he is guilty of. Oh, first graders. You know, first graders at Sandy Hook. You know, I mean, first graders. First graders. You know, first graders at Sandy Hook. You know, first graders, man. You know, with these crocodile tears coming out of my eyes. You know, first graders. Yeah. But let's go back to the innocent babies in the womb that you voted over 242 times to make sure that they would be snuffed out. And then not only that, not stopping there, saith the criminal, but going a step further and saying, we need another doctor in the abortion clinic to make sure that that baby does not have a chance to make it out whatsoever. Yeah, that's exactly what's going on here, friends. So again, putting fact up to fiction and to their folks, I really believe that they've lied so much in their reprobate minds that they actually believe what they're saying is true. That's how confused these people are. But I also want to highlight the fact that when Barack Hussein Obama today, breaking news, was crying, putting on a show again to garner the sympathies of the ignorant in America, because they failed to look at his record. Do keep in mind, folks, that they gave him, of course, bought and paid for, a standing ovation within that room. And it doesn't line up with facts whatsoever, friends. And keep in mind, the people that gave him the standing ovation, folks, are the ones that have armed security detail. So what is the message? The message is they can have guns, but they want to strip you peasants from the right to bear arms. Why? Because they don't want you to resist their tyrannical methods. That's why. And folks, so what we need to do is we need to go back, and I say that it's time for the modern day tyrants to understand the Christian spirit of our forefathers. Because while Americans sheepishly watch on, while the wolves attempt to devour, Now keep in mind, this time through conjured up tears concerning first graders at Sandy Hook. And again, forget about the 242 times that he voted in favor of murdering children in the womb. You need to keep in mind, again, that this is a Saul Alinsky disciple and criminal in the people's house pushing for more war within. I didn't say that. Saul Alinsky said that. And Barack and Hillary both admitted that they're disciples of Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky said the issue is never the issue. The issue is the revolution. The issue is never the issue. The issue is the revolution. Isn't this the guy boasting during his first inauguration that in just a couple moments we're going to fundamentally transform America? Yep. Lawfully or illegally? Well, of course, illegally. Because while the American people fail to lawfully deal with this administration, they seem to fail to understand what President Calvin Coolidge said and what he meant when he said, war is the rule of force and peace is the reign of law. Read Galatians 5:22 and 23, the fruits of the Spirit. War is the rule of force. What you're seeing is an individual and an administration attempting to create domestic insurrection, war within, by the rule of force. Because this is illegal. That's why he's bypassing Congress, because he already knows it's illegal. And by the way, is anybody in Congress calling for his impeachment again? Is anybody drawing up the articles of impeachment, Article 2, Section 4? Absolutely not. They're all bought and paid for. They're all compromised men and women. And keep in mind, friends, President Calvin Coolidge said, war is the rule of force and peace is the reign of law. As a matter of fact, now the administration is even going so far as to let you know. The Attorney General just recently told the media that the Attorney General's office in Washington, D.C. is watching gun owners. Did you hear what I said? They're watching gun owners. Well, I want to let you know that my response to that is good, because America's eyes are wide open to what you and your criminal cronies are attempting to do to the American people. Oh, and going back again to what Brock just said today, friends, because we're lumping all this in one lot, he said that the United States needs a sense of urgency when it comes to guns. America, do you know anything about history? In contrast, again, President William Henry Harris said that the plea of necessity, that eternal argument of all conspirators. Did you hear what he said, friends? Barack Hussein Obama said, the U.S. needs a sense of urgency when it comes to guns. And again, in contrast, the plea of necessity, that eternal argument of against all conspirators. Wow. What's going on, America? I think the obvious is going on. We see this administration at every step violating the Constitution of the United States, and Congress fails to respond. The American people need to now stand up and respond lawfully. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. This is just something else. Tim, we got you there. Tim Brown, Senior Editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have you there, Tim.
I'm here, brother.
Okay, now I'm just going to take this in part. Let's get to this as quick as possible. You just sent me a piece from a conservative media outlet, and the headline is Megyn Kelly from Fox News destroys Bundy mob leader with just an icy stare. And this is what it says, the first sentence. As day three of the armed takeover of federal facility in Oregon comes to a close, ringleader and Cliven Bundy spawn Amon Bundy may have met his match in Fox News' host, Megyn Kelly. And interestingly enough, just taking it over to another contributor, Jake Tapper, who should know better, from, again, CNN, called these guys armed anti-government gang. Now, we'll address that secondly. This is what I want to address. You just wrote, because you just interviewed somebody that was actually in Oregon, the name of the story, well, the headline is, there is no seizure nor an overthrow of the government in Oregon, but there is an unconstitutional sheriff and a patriotic militia. Can you explain that constitutionally so people can get a grip as to know how to make the difference or distinction between that which is lawful and that which is unlawful?
I mean, what the guys are doing there, right at the heart of it, is nothing more than a demonstration of First and Second Amendment rights. The First Amendment allows for the redress of grievances to those who are your elected officials, who are the government, even though the reality is the people in America are the government. And as a result of that, what you have going on is, am I getting an echo?
No, we're fine.
Okay, cool. I'm hearing it in my phone for some reason. Anyway, what you have going on is you have ranchers here who are protesting the fact that the federal government owns land it should not own. The Constitution is pretty clear. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 says that the land can be used that the federal government has for erection of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings, and that's where people get it in, other needful buildings. But all of this wildlife preserve, there's no needful building to be out there, and it's on hundreds of acres of property. Also, Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2 of the Constitution says, Congress shall have power to dispose of and make all needful rules and regulations respecting the territory or other property belonging to the United States. And the only property they have is that 10-mile radius in D.C., and then whatever their particular things that fall under the very section that I quoted before, which would be like your military bases and things of that nature. So any of this stuff that, the ranchers have been on, any of this stuff the Bureau of Land Management is supposed to take care of and doesn't really do. In fact, people can see them destroying not only the doing the burnings that the ranchers, the Hammonds, were engaged in, but they're burning their cattle, they're burning their houses, they're literally burning the people out over there. They're doing criminal acts. If you want to talk about terrorism, which is what the Hammonds were charged with, and they didn't even destroy property. The BLM is guilty of terrorism, and that video demonstrates that they're guilty of that. So when these guys go up there and they take the stand that they stood on, they're standing on the Constitution. They're not the lawless one. And yet, we see this in Scripture. We see this with when the prophet goes up and he starts pointing out the violations of the law of those who are in authority. He points out that, and what do? They point the finger at him and say, well, you're the troubler of Israel. But the real troublers of Israel were those who are violating the law, those people in the seat of authority. This leads over to the issue you were making mention of Megyn Kelly. I don't know that I'd call Mediaite necessarily a conservative outlet, but they had that on there. It was a terrible headline, and I watched the video. And the interesting thing that Ammon Bundy pointed out very calmly was the fact he asked her, twice, he said, who's the plaintiff in the case against the Hammonds? And she sat there with his dear headlight look saying, well, I don't have to answer the questions. I asked the question.
Exactly.
He proceeded to point out, he said, the federal government is the plaintiff. The federal government, and then he said, but the federal government is the one who is violating the Constitution with taking the land. They're violating the Constitution by, you know, he didn't say engaging in double jeopardy. He didn't even mention that, but I'll say it. That's what they're doing with these two ranchers. And he proceeded to show how the federal government was the violator of the Constitution, and then they were smacking these guys down for something that ranchers do all the time, but they're, the Department of Interior's Bureau of Land Management does it in terroristic fashion to actually destroy property.
Yeah, but wait a second, Tim. Wait a second, Tim, because the American people have been dummied down to believe that when the government does it, it's just government business. But when the American people who they work for do it, then it's terrorism. Then it's an armed insurrection or whatever else they want to name it. And the American people should know better than this. But apparently the American people still have not had enough of the news media and the state-controlled narrative that they have not stood with those that are actually standing for the rest of us Americans. And that's what needs to happen.
No, that's exactly right. And as far as calling it an armed insurrection, I say they're armed militias because they are. I mean, what good is a militia if they're not armed? But they don't have any ill intent towards anybody. If somebody wanted to call this an armed insurrection as such, then I say we're the bullet holes. We're the dead bodies. Because if you're engaged in insurrection, you're killing people. That's not happening.
Yeah,
and
right.
The media, instead of dealing with this according to the Constitution, according to law, we get two responses. One, we get these guys painted as terrorists, while I don't know, thugs and provocateurs in Baltimore and New York and Ferguson are labeled as peaceful protesters.
Yeah, yeah.
The second, The second thing is we get a Megyn Kelly response of, well, didn't guys have their day in court, as though the court system dealt fairly with them. The court system had already dealt with them. It gave them a sentence, which I don't even think they should have been guilty given, considering the circumstances of what they did. But they had already served their time. Now they've turned themselves back into a California federal penitentiary, and they'll be serving the remainder of the five-year sentence that these guys say they're due because they're quote-unquote terrorists. Even the judge who sentenced them, I think he sentenced the father to 3 months and the son to a year. They've already served that time. They'll be spending the remainder of that 5 years in there because some federal judge did, and the whole thing, this is what people need to understand. The whole thing is so the BLM can make a land grab, because if that family doesn't have the patriarchs in the family to ranch the land, they're going to have to give it up. And guess who the first people in line to get it are? The BLM.
Exactly. There's no debate. There's no argument. It comes down to common sense, and that's really what we're talking about here. But here again, we have the state-controlled media trying to zero in on a bunch of people standing on the principles in which our forefathers bestowed upon us. And because they're doing that, you have a small portion of the ignorant people trying to say, look at these insurrectionists, look at these armed anti-government gangs. Folks, these people should be held responsible for their un-American rhetoric. And furthermore, the American people should put the kibosh down and say, you know what, we're not going to put up with this anymore. You know what, we want your resignation, we want your impeachment, whatever the case is. Because to me, again, it's always an issue of right and wrong. I mean, compared to a cop in Minnesota here, where I'm from, you know, if he goes out and sells drugs, does that make it because he's got a badge lawful that he's selling drugs? Does it make it lawful for him to go out there and shoot whoever he wants to shoot? Of course not. And so it is with what we're talking about here. And what's interesting, Tim, is over the last week or so, I've gotten email after email after email after email of people that are standing up for these families in Oregon. Right now, but here you have the state-controlled narrative attempting to demonize and polarize them and oppress them at every step. In America, you should know better than that.
Yeah, and just so you know, I interviewed a veteran friend of mine who went up for the protest, and he told me last night, he said, you know, it's a great thing. The people brought out food, they came in support, and this, that, and the other, and I talked with somebody else who was actually on site there at the wildlife, and it's a wildlife building. The people pay for that. It's not a federal building. It's a place where the public goes. So that's being spun to make it sound like they're doing the very thing that former Attorney General Eric Holder did. He actually engaged in an armed takeover of a federal building. And nobody, you know, Montel Williams,
that's right,
for them to go in and use all kinds of force and kill these guys and this, that, and the other. Well, Montel Williams, why don't you man up out there? Why don't you call out Attorney General Eric Holder for what he did? But I bet you won't do that because you're backing the same criminals that are running this stuff.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Attempting to protect their own at every step. Tim, I appreciate your time. I wanted to get you out here and answer the questions that people were asking, emailing, so on and so forth. And again, we appreciate your time, friends. Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty Media editor, senior editor, might I add. Do check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, as promised, what I want to do is I want to get over to the operation so people can understand how it is this administration operates. As I told you earlier, we know that Saul Alinsky, a Chicago organizer who's been dead and in hell for a long time, exactly where he belongs, we know that he had rules. And concerning his disciples, Barack and Hillary and others around this administration, I want you to understand the doctrine in which these people actually exhibit on a daily basis so you can understand your enemy. If you can understand your enemy and don't and then, and when you understand your enemy, can you deal with them? So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back on the other side. Barack Obama's master, Saul Alinsky, and I'm going to show you the tactics, folks, so you understand what you're dealing with.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The enumerated laws, that of God, not of men, friends, of the Union, suppress insurrections and repeal invasions, to provide for organizing, arming, and disciplining the militia, and for government such part of them as may be employed in the service of the United States, folks, incongruent with our laws. Incongruency, friends, with the laws that are in place. So, and the other thing Tim was talking about was 1 Kings 18 when Elijah was on top of the mount calling it down, or the confrontation between him and Ahab when Ahab called him the troubler of Israel, and Elijah looked at him and said, I'm not the one that forgot my father's commandments. It's you and your household that has forgotten God's commandments. So, just so you have reference, going back to what I promised I'd bring forth, Barack Obama's master, Saul Alinsky, rules for radicals. I'm going to go through these as quickly as possible. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Power is derived from two main sources, money and people. Have-nots must build power from flesh and blood, he said. They must build power from flesh and blood. I mean, folks, just think about what I'm saying. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. That's exactly how they're deceiving the American people today. Here's number two. Number two rules for radicals is just this. Never go outside of the expertise of your people. It results in confusion, fear, and retreat. Feeling secure adds to the backbone of anyone. By the way, friends, that's exactly why these outlets will not interview me live. They never will. And if they do, they always stay on their talking points. But once you begin to interject documentation, again, either from the Bible or the Constitution, they're lost as all can be. Talking about Barack Obama's master, Saul Alinsky, and this is number two of his tactics. It results in confusion, fear, and retreat to go outside of the expertise of those that mean to rule. In other words, what we're seeing from this administration today, they stick to what they know. That's why they always have controlled reporters, controlled everything from A to Z, friends. Going on, organizations under attack wonder why radicals don't address the real issues. This is why they avoid things with which they have no knowledge. They avoid things, friends, in which they have no knowledge, like the Constitution, like our foundations. Folks, let's go back to Sheila Jackson. She believes that our Constitution is 400 years old. I can go back over to Nancy Pelosi, who actually got confused the Amendment 1 and Amendment 2 together. Folks, it just goes down the line. They never bring up the Constitution because they themselves don't know it, and yet they're there to represent we the people and the enumerated laws. And number three of Barack Obama's master, Saul Alinsky, whenever possible, go outside the expertise of the enemy. Look for ways to increase insecurity, anxiety, and uncertainty. This is why they love to polarize, attack, misconstrue, cherry pick what you say, bring it together and try to put it in your mouth, folks. That's how they operate, because the truth is not on their side. They mean to stand against it. Number four, make the enemy live up to its own book of rules. If the rules is that every letter gets a reply, send 30,000 letters. You can kill them with this because no one can possibly obey all of their own rules. That's why as a Christian we pray, Lord, thank you for more grace to keep your commandments better. That, Father, I have hid thy word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And how do I do that? I take the judgments of God because I've chosen the way of truth and I put them before my eyes. Saul Alinsky, rules for radicals number five. Ridicule is man's most potent weapon. There is no defense. It's irrational. It's infuriating. It also works as a key pressure point to force the enemy into concessions. I mean, folks, these folks are sick. These folks are sick. And if you were to do this to one of their supposed created victims, they would end up in court being sued for emotional distress. But they do it. Tactic number six. Barack Obama's master, Saul Alinsky. A good tactic is one your people enjoy. They'll keep doing it without urging and come back to do more. They're doing their thing and will even suggest better ones. Just to show you, friends, what you're dealing with. This is Saul Alinsky and his tactics. This is what his disciples actually exhibit on a daily basis. Rule seven. Master Saul Alinsky, master to Barack Obama. A tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Don't become old news. See, folks, I want to tell you this too real quick. That's why you're still dealing with issues from the beginning of this criminal administration, because you didn't see them through at the very beginning. You let them kick the can down the road rather than bringing forth justice. Deal with the first ones, and I'll tell you what. You can stop the bleeding if you seal that first wound up concerning your wound, your offense from those that are actually assailing you on a daily basis. Barack Obama's master, Saul Alinsky, rule eight. Saul Alinsky tactics, keep the pressure on. Never let up. Keep trying new things to keep the opposition off balance. As the opposition masters one approach, hit them from the flank with something new. Attack, attack, attack from all sides, never giving the reeling organization a chance to rest, regroup, recover, and re-strategize. Have you been seeing this, friends? 2AT through the state-controlled media. Keep the pressure on. Attack. 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 That's all these people know how to do, friends. Yet, again, we're not a democracy. We're a republic, and we have the law on our side. Rule 9, Barack Obama's master, Saul Alinsky. The threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. Imagine an ego can dream up many more consequences than any activist. I mean, folks, again, going back to a devilish reprobate. What a devil, I mean, folks, incarnated to a T. Barack Obama's master, Saul Alinsky, Rule 10. Oh, Saul, I bet you're down there right now just asking for some water for your parched tongue. But if they won't listen to Moses, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. Going on, Rule 10, if you push a negative hard enough, it will push through and become a positive. Violence from the other side can win the public to your side because the public sympathizes with the underdog. What are you seeing today from this criminal in the White House today? Folks, he cries for first graders that were allegedly killed at Sandy Hook, but he advocates the murder more than no one or any other administration in American history concerning babies in the womb. If you push a negative hard enough, it will push through and become a positive. Violence from the other side can win the public to your side because the public sympathizes with the underdog. So they always have to put themselves in the victim or the position of a victim. Forgive me. And we have seen this since day one. It's totalitarianism, folks. They hold the shield. Well, in fact, they have the spear. They're perpetuating the crime. So here's Rule 11, Barack Obama's master, Saul Alinsky, and Hillary Clinton's. The price of a successful attack is a constructive alternative. Never let the enemy score points because you're caught without a solution to the problem. Well, their solutions, friends, are always lawlessness. So, folks, I'm trying to figure out what could possibly be going on. Number 12, here we go. Barack Obama's master, Saul Alinsky, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Cut off the support network and isolate the target from sympathy. Go after people and not institutions. People hurt faster than institutions. This is cruel but very effective, said Saul Alinsky. Direct, personalized criticism and ridicule works. Is this what you're dealing with? Know your enemy, friends, because if you know this, then you know how to respond. You're dealing with lawlessness. America, you have the law on your side. I don't care what the devil has to say. I don't care what his minions have to say. You have the law on your side, and keep in mind you are dealing with the lawless one. And lawless people hate the law. Do you remember when you were a young kid? If you were at a party and you knew you shouldn't have been there, and all of a sudden the cops come, everybody says, the cops, get out of here. Why? Moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound. See, and that's exactly what these people mean to do, friends. They hate the law because they don't want their offense to be found out because they know that the law will come down upon them concerning justice to establish righteousness and peace. And they don't want righteousness and peace, friends. They want revolution. And again, I didn't say that. Remember the Lord said in the book of Psalm chapter 9, verse 17, those that forget me, I'll turn that nation into hell. You can also read Isaiah 60. It talks about it there. It's almost too simple to understand the remedy. I didn't say the remedy was easy. But I can tell you this, Hudson Taylor was right when he said concerning every work of God, first it's impossible, then it's difficult, then it's done. If you look at the history in the book written concerning our forefathers and their lives, there was nothing easy about it. And they depended upon God at every single step in what happened. Here we are 240 years later talking about what they laid down and sacrificed themselves to give unto us. How about we do the same thing? We love you, friends. Love you enough to tell you the truth. Hate doesn't do that. Love does. 1 John 3:18. Deeds not works. Talk in 23. See ya.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free